由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are delighted you joined us today.
好高兴你今日能够同我哋一齐相聚。
We are going to conclude the series of messages on the real meaning of Christmas.
今日我哋咧要结束有关于圣诞节嘅真正意义呢个系列嘅信息啦。
It is our prayer that God use these messages to bless your life.
我哋祈求神使用呢啲信息，让你嘅生命蒙福。
And I want to begin by asking you a question.
开始嘅时候，让我先问你一个问题啊。
I wonder how many of us started this morning by looking in the mirror.
我想知道你哋当中有边个一早起身呢就会照镜嘅呢？
Most of us do that as a form of ritual.
相信大部分人呢都有一个咁样嘅习惯会咁做嘅。
We do it before or during our morning ablutions.
我哋呢通常都系喺朝早梳洗嘅时候或者梳洗之前去照镜嘅。
Why do we look in the mirror?
点解我哋要照镜嘅呢？
So that we know we look our best before we start the day.
咁样呢我哋就可以确保自己系容光焕发咁样出门口啦。
Why do we want to look our best?
点解我哋要容光焕发呢？
Because we want to present our best to our friends and colleagues.
因为喺朋友同埋同事面前，我哋想保持美好嘅形象。
Because we want to present our best to the world.
我哋咧想喺整个世界面前保持美好嘅形象。
Because we want to present our best to all who know us and those who don't.
无论系识得嘅或者唔识得嘅人面前，我哋都想保持美好嘅形象。
During this Christmas season, I have been talking to you about the meaning of Christmas.
喺圣诞节期间，我哋一路都谈论紧圣诞嘅真正意义。
What does talking about looking in the mirror have to do with Christmas, you might ask?
你可能会问，圣诞节同照镜有咩关系呢？
On that very first Christmas day, God presented us with his best self.
在第一个的圣诞日，神让我们看见他最美善的一面。
His word became flesh.
他道成肉身。
What would you see if you would look into the mirror that showed us our inner selves.
如果有一面镜是可以反映出我们内在的自我，你会看见什么呢？
Not the mirror that shows us outward appearance.
这面镜不是只是照得出外表的。
I'm talking about mirrors that shows us our strength and our weaknesses.
我说的是能够照出我们长处和短处的镜。
Mirrors that will show us our nature as it really is.
能够呢是显示出我们真面目的镜。
Mirrors that reveal our virtues and our vices.
能够呢是显示我们的品德和劣根性的镜。
Mirrors that reveal the truth about who we are and what we think.
能够显出我们的本质和思想的镜。
Mercifully, perhaps we do not have such a mirror.
或者呢，我哋会庆幸世界上冇咁样嘅镜。
Yet the Bible said that the word of God should be to us like a mirror.
但系圣经话，神嘅话语对我哋嚟讲就好似一面镜咁样。
On that first Christmas day,
喺第一个嘅圣诞日
，God in Jesus Christ focused such a mirror upon Himself.
神藉住耶稣基督。将嗰面嘅镜聚焦喺佢自己身上。
On that first Christmas day, God was saying the following.
喺第一个嘅圣诞日，神呢就系咁样讲啦。
In my son, I am revealing my inner being.
我喺我儿子嘅身上显出内在嘅我。
In my son, I am revealing my character.
我喺我嘅儿子身上显出我嘅性情。
In my son, I am revealing my glory.
我在我的儿子身上显出我的荣耀。
In my son, I am revealing my love.
我在我的儿子身上显出我的爱。
In my son, I am revealing my majesty.
我在我的儿子身上显出我的庄严。
In my son, I'm revealing my mercy and grace.
我在我的儿子身上显出我的慈爱和恩典。
In my son, I'm revealing my justice.
我在我的儿子身上显出我的公义。
John said,
约翰呢就这样讲。
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
而保罗呢就这样讲。
God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Paul said,
保罗呢亦都这样讲。
He is the image of the invisible God.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
That is the essence of the Christian faith.
这个呢就是基督教信仰的精髓了。
And that is why it is the stumbling block to so many people.
但是同时间呢它亦都成为了很多人的绊脚石。
How can God reveal himself in only one and one person alone named Jesus Christ?
点解会成为好多人嘅绊脚石呢？就是有好多人会问，神点能够只系喺一个名叫耶稣基督嘅人身上去彰显佢自己呢？
Some people say God cannot become man.
有啲人就话神系冇可能成为人嘅。
Other people say that God is in everyone and everyone is God.
其他人就说神在每一个人的身上，所以每一个人都是神。
Still others say God is in the trees and in nature and nature is God.
还有其他人是这样讲的，就是说神在树木和大自然当中，所以大自然也都是神。
But God said,
但是神说，
I became human flesh once in the person of my son.
他说我只是一次道成肉身，就是在我儿子的身上。
I revealed myself in one person and one person alone, his name is Jesus.
他说我只是藉着一个人向世人显示我自己，而这个人的名就是耶稣了。
God looked in the mirror and said,
神对着块镜说，
I reflected what I am like supremely in Jesus of Nazareth.
这块镜呢是反映出完全的我，而这个我呢就是拿撒勒人耶稣基督了。
I reflected my image once and for all in him.
在耶稣的身上，我一次而且呢是永远这样去显示我的形象。
I manifested myself fully only once in him.
就是呢只是在耶稣基督的身上呢，我是完全的去彰显我自己。
God's image was given supernaturally in a virgin's womb.
神的形象很超然地藉着童贞女感孕。
So he could be fully God and fully man.
这样呢他就会是完全的神，也都是完全的人。
He was like all men, but different from all men.
他和所有人都一样，同时间又和所有人是不同的。
He felt what you feel.
他能够感受到你所感受的。
Yet he lived above his feelings.
但是同时间他亦都能够是超越他的感受。
He was tempted like you are tempted.
他和你一样都是呢会受到试探。
But he never sinned.
但是他是从来都不犯罪的。
He experienced what you experience.
他经历到你所经历的。
But was always victorious.
但是呢他总能够得胜。
Isaiah said 700 years before Christ was born.
在耶稣基督诞生700年之前呢，先知以赛亚呢就这样讲。
The virgin will conceive a son, his name is Emmanuel, God with us.
他说必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。就是神与我们同在的意思。
John said,
约翰呢就这样讲。
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗呢又说，
God was manifested in the flesh.
他说神在肉身显现。
Most people would be happy to call Jesus a great man.
大部分的人呢 都好乐意去承认耶稣系一个伟大嘅人。
But if we treat Jesus as merely one of other heroes of goodness，
但系如果我哋只系单单将耶稣睇为众多伟人里边嘅其中之一
，everyone would be happy with Christianity。
咁每个人呢都会对基督教咧系有好感嘅。
But God said，
但系神咁样讲
，This is my beloved son。
佢话这是我的爱子。
Many people would be very receptive to the Christian message if merely we declared that Jesus was great like the other earthly leaders.
如果我哋单单传扬耶稣就好似世界上其他伟大嘅领袖一样，咁好多人呢都会好乐意去接纳基督教嘅。
But God said，
不过神系咁样讲嘅。
Jesus is my only begotten son。
佢话耶稣是我的独生儿子。
He stands in his uniqueness above all and beyond all men。
他是超乎万人之上，他是独一无二的。
Yet he was a real man。
而同时间，他亦都是一个有血有肉的人。
Why？
为什么这样讲呢
？Because he existed with the Father before all creation。
因为他在创世之前已经是和父神同在的了。
In John 8:58, he tells us of his pre-existing power.
在约翰福音八章五十八节嗰度，神话俾我哋听佢自古永存嘅能力。
Before Abraham was, I am.
就系喺仲未有亚伯拉罕嘅时候咧，就有神啦。
In John 17:5, he tells us about his pre-existing glory.
喺约翰福音嘅十七章五节。他告诉我们听他自古永存的荣耀。
Father, glorify me with the glory with which I had with you before the world was.
那里说父啊现在求你使我同你享荣耀就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
In John 10:30, he tells us of his pre-existing equality with the Father.
在约翰福音的十章三十节那里他告诉我们听他自古永存是与神同等的。
I and my Father are one.
那里他说我与父原为一。
John 1:3 tells us that through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that was made.
约翰福音一章三节那里告诉我们听万物是藉着他做的凡被做的没有一样不是藉着他做的。
Colossians 1:16 tells us，
哥罗西书一章十六节嗰度亦都话俾我哋听。
For in him all things were created in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities, all things were created through him and for him。
嗰度亦都话咧，因为万有都是靠他做的，无论是天上的、地上的。能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是藉着他做的，又是为他做的。
Can you imagine what that is？
你能不能够想象这句说话究竟是什么意思呢？
God made all of the universe.
神创造宇宙里边嘅一切。
In reality, God made all of the universes as scientists are discovering how vast space really is.
事实上，神创造整个宇宙，而科学家咧不断咁样发现宇宙咧实在系大得惊人嘅。
Let me give you some examples.
让我举一啲例子啊。
A star named Betelgeuse is 880 quadrillion miles away.
一粒星叫做 Betelgeuse， 佢距离我哋咧系足足有88万兆里咁远嘅。
The light that you see from Betelgeuse tonight left there 150 years ago.
今晚你睇见 Betelgeuse 呢粒星佢嘅光咧，其实系喺150年之前咧发出嘅光嚟嘅。
And it has been moving at a speed of 186,000 miles a second.
光呢是以每秒186,000里的速度前进的。
It would take a jetliner traveling at the speed of 700 miles an hour 16 million years to get to the North Star.
一架以时速700里飞行的喷射式客机就需要用1,600,000年才能够去到北极星那里的。
The God who made all of these galaxies.
那位创造所有星系的神。
The God who upholds all of these galaxies.
那位统管所有星系的神。
Is the God who sent his son from heaven to be born of a virgin.
就是那位差遣独生儿子从天上降下在童贞女那里出世的那位神。
Jesus stands alone in his purity and dignity of character.
耶稣纯洁而尊贵的品格是超群绝伦的。
Jesus stands alone in his holiness and sinlessness.
耶稣的圣洁和完美无罪是超群绝伦的。
Jesus stands alone in impacting humanity for good.
耶稣对人类美善的影响是超群绝伦的。
Jesus stands alone in the supremacy of his splendor.
耶稣的荣耀尊贵亦都是超群绝伦的。
It would be ludicrous beyond measure to compare him with any other men of history.
如果将耶稣和历史上其他人去做比较，那实在是很荒谬的。
All the great generals of history conquered with power.
历史上所有伟大的将领是以权力去征服敌人。
Jesus conquered hearts with his love.
但是耶稣呢，却是以爱去征服人心。
The other great men of history have invaded lands far and wide.
历史上其他的伟人呢，占领广阔的土地。
Jesus invaded whole societies with his light.
但是耶稣呢，却是以真光普照整个的社会。
Other great men in history have ruled with an iron fist.
历史上其他伟人以铁腕去统治。
Jesus ruled hearts by the strength of his compassion.
耶稣呢，就以怜悯为怀去统治人心。
Other great men of history have changed nations by terror and arms.
历史上其他的伟人以恐怖和武力去改变世界。
Jesus changed hearts and nations by the sheer force of his compelling love.
而耶稣呢，就以那份满有威力难以抗拒的爱去改变国家，扭转人心。
Other great men in history have compelled the allegiance of their subjects through the use of force.
历史上其他的伟人呢，是以武力去迫使呢，是人民效忠的。
Jesus receives allegiance voluntarily and willingly.
耶稣呢，就是令人呢，心悦诚服地效忠的。
Other great men in history have acted partially and unfairly.
历史上其他伟大的人呢，处事不公，有时呢，甚至是有所偏袒的。
But Jesus is always fair and just.
但是耶稣呢，是永远都以公平正直去行事的。
Socrates taught for 40 years.
苏格拉底教学呢，有40年那么久。
Plato taught for 50 years.
柏拉图呢，是教学呢，有50年那么久。
And Aristotle taught for 40 years.
阿里士多德呢，亦都教学40年的。
But Jesus only taught for 3 years.
但是耶稣基督只是教了3年。
Yet the influence of Jesus' 3 years of teaching.
不过呢，耶稣基督在这短短三年的教学呢，所造成的影响呢，
infinitely transcends the impact left by the combined 130 years of teaching from these great philosophers in history.
是比起呢，这三位的哲学大师，即是苏格拉底、柏拉图和阿里士多德，他们三个加起来的130年的教学呢，是有更加深远的影响的。
Jesus painted no pictures.
耶稣没画过任何的图画。
Yet some of the finest paintings of the world's greatest painters received their inspiration from him.
但是世界上有些最杰出的画家，他们最优秀的作品呢，是由耶稣那里拿到灵感的。
Jesus wrote no poetry.
耶稣从来都没有写过任何的诗句。
Yet scores of the world's greatest poets were inspired by him.
但是世界上有一些最伟大的诗人，他们最好的诗词呢，都是因为耶稣而产生灵感的。
Jesus composed no music.
耶稣从来都没有创作过任何的乐章。
Yet many of the world's greatest musicians all reached their highest achievement when they composed and sang his praise.
但是世界上很多最卓越的音乐家，他们的精心创作都是呢，是颂赞耶稣基督的乐章来的。
John said,
约翰说,
The word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗说,
God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Not only does the evidence of his divinity scream loud and clear.
不单止呢，他的神性是很清晰，很容易看得见。
But also the absoluteness of his sovereignty is indisputable.
甚至他具有绝对的主权呢，亦都是无可争议的。
He said of his life,
耶稣呢，当他讲到他的生命的时候说,
I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it again.
他说, 我有权柄舍了我的生命，也有权柄取回来。
No one else ever claimed that.
从来呢，都没有人是能够作出这样的宣称的。
No one ever tried that.
从来呢，亦都冇人系够胆咁样去尝试。
Yet Jesus declared it.
但系耶稣就咁样去宣告啦。
And he did it.
而且佢仲实行咗出嚟。
When he willingly died on the cross to pay for the penalty of your sins and mine.
当佢心甘情愿嘅死喺十字架上，为你同埋我嘅罪付上咗代价嘅时候
，He with authority and power dismissed his own spirit.
他呢，其实是带着权柄和能力舍弃自己的生命的。
And then on the third day,
然后在死后的第三日，
He assumed his spirit once again on resurrection morning.
那天的早上，他从死里复活。
No one else has ever done that.
从来都没有人呢，能够做这样的事的。
Ever since the time Jesus was incarnate in human flesh,
自从耶稣道成肉身以来，
People could not ignore him.
大家呢，不能够漠视他的存在了。
They either submit to him or resist him.
他们呢，一是呢，就是信服他，一是呢，就是拒绝他。
They either receive the eternal life that he gives or condemn themselves eternally.
一是呢，就得着他所赐的永生，一是呢，就永远沉沦灭亡。
They either accept his authority or they rebel against him.
一是呢，就是俯伏在他的权柄底下，一是呢，就悖逆他。
They either crown him sovereign over their lives or run away as spiritual fugitives and die eternally lost.
一是呢，就让他掌管他们的生命，一是呢，就是做一个灵性上面的逃犯而永远失丧。
Not only were the claims of his divinity clear,
他的神性是清晰可见的。
Not only was his absolute sovereignty indisputable,
不单止呢，是他绝对的主权呢，是无可争议的。
But also the power of his forgiveness is unprecedented.
还有呢，就是他赦罪的力量是空前绝后的。
In Matthew 9:6,
在马太福音的第九章第六节，
Before he cured the paralyzed man,
在耶稣医治那个的瘫子之前呢，
Jesus said to him,
耶稣呢就对他说了，
Your sins are forgiven.
他说你的罪赦免了。
No one ever has ever come to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and has not received forgiveness.
从来呢，都没有人来到主耶稣基督的面前认罪悔改而得不着赦免的。
He alone as the God-man could forgive and save.
只有呢，耶稣是既是神又是人，他才能够赦免人的罪并且拯救人。
John said,
约翰说，
God's word became flesh.
道成肉身。
Paul said,
保罗话
：In Jesus, God was manifested in the flesh。
佢话耶稣基督就是神在肉身显现。
Not only is his divinity clear，
唔单止咧系佢嘅神性咧系清晰可见嘅。
Not only is his sovereignty absolute，
唔单止咧系佢嘅主权咧系绝对嘅主权咧系无可争议嘅。
Not only is his power of forgiveness unprecedented，
唔单止咧系佢赦罪嘅力量系空前绝后嘅。
But finally，
最后咧
，He is the only one who can satisfy our deepest needs。
佢系嗰位唯一能够满足我哋最深最深嘅需要嘅嗰一位。
If you look at nature, it is beautiful and magnificent.
如果你观看大自然，咁咧你会睇见佢系几咁美丽，系实在咧令人叹为观止嘅。
But it gives no answer to your faith.
但系对于你嘅信仰咧，佢就唔能够提供一个合理嘅答案。
If you study history, you will find it interesting.
如果你研究历史，你就会觉得咧系津津有味嘅。
Yet confusing and full of contradictions.
同时咧，又会觉得好迷惑，觉得咧好似系充满矛盾一样。
But turn to Jesus Christ, and you will hear him say to a weary and restless mankind.
但系当你转向耶稣基督，你就会听到佢对疲倦而烦躁不安嘅人讲
：Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
The reason the Lord Jesus Christ is as relevant today as he was in the day of his earthly life，
今日主耶稣基督同昔日他在世上的时候同样都是同世人息息相关的，
is because he is God's word，
因为他就是神的道。
He is God's final expression，
他就是神最后的彰显。
And God's word can never be outdated or become obsolete.
而且神的说话是永远不会过时，永远不会作废的。
He is indestructible and indispensable.
他是不朽的，也都是不可以划缺的。
He is always available and accessible.
他时时在我们身边，我们也都随时可以来到他的面前。
He is the center of history and the fulfillment of all prophecies.
他是历史的中心，亦都实现了所有先知的预言。
He is the dynamic power of all authority.
他是所有权威的动力。
He is the intrinsic wealth of all spiritual values.
他本身就是所有属灵的财富。
He is the realistic expression of the Godhead.
他是神真确的显示。
He is the image of the invisible God.
他是那位肉眼看不见的神的形象。
God who has the universe in the palms of his hand.
那位统管宇宙、统管万有的神。
Will you say yes to Jesus?
你愿不愿意对耶稣说我愿意呢？
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。